Today, we're diving into some exciting developments in the AMD GPU landscape. In this episode, we'll cover the latest discussions around shader cache size, recent performance benchmarks, and AMD's advancements in AI and machine learning workloads. So let's get right into it. Quick headline overview. 1. Shader cache size discussions. There's been a lively debate in the community regarding shader cache sizes and their impact on performance. 2. Performance benchmarks. New benchmarks have surfaced, showcasing the capabilities of AMD's latest GPUs. 3. AI/ML advancements. AMD continues to push the envelope in AI and machine learning, with new tools and frameworks being announced. Hab deep dive, shader cache size discussions. First up, let's talk about shader cache sizes. Recently, there's been a considerable amount of chatter in the community, especially over on Reddit, about how shader cache sizes can significantly affect performance. For those who may not be familiar, a shader cache is a storage area where compiled shaders are kept, allowing for quicker access during rendering. The size of this cache can impact how many shaders can be stored before they need to be recompiled, which in turn affects frame rates and overall gaming experience. Some users have reported that increasing the shader cache size has led to noticeable improvements in performance, particularly in open-world games, where shaders are frequently loaded and unloaded. This leads us to a technical consideration. How does one determine the optimal shader cache size? The ideal size can vary based on the specific workload and the type of games being played. For instance, titles with expansive environments and complex graphics may benefit from larger caches, while less demanding games may not see as significant gains. AMD has historically been quite transparent about their architecture, and it will be interesting to see if they provide any official recommendations or tools to help developers optimize shader cache sizes for their applications. Performance benchmarks. Moving on to performance benchmarks, there have been some exciting results from recent tests of AMD's latest GPUs. Several independent reviewers have put AMD's new RDNA 3 architecture through its paces, and the results are promising. One standout feature that has been highlighted is the improved efficiency of ray tracing capabilities. AMD has made strides in their ray tracing performance, closing the gap with competitors. Benchmarks indicate that in titles that heavily utilize ray tracing, AMD GPUs are now delivering frame rates that are competitive with NVIDIA's offerings, which is a significant milestone. Moreover, the enhancements in memory bandwidth and the use of advanced compression techniques are allowing AMD cards to better handle high-resolution textures and large datasets, which is particularly beneficial for developers working on visually intensive applications. For GPU developers, this means that optimizing for AMD's architecture could yield substantial performance benefits, especially when leveraging these new features. It's a great time to explore how to best utilize these advancements in both gaming and professional applications. AI/ML advancements. Lastly, let's discuss AMD's ongoing advancements in the AI and machine learning space. The company has been actively developing new tools and frameworks aimed at making it easier for developers to harness the power of their GPUs for AI workloads. One of the key announcements is the introduction of new libraries optimized for AMD hardware, which promise to streamline the development process for machine learning applications. These libraries are designed to work seamlessly with popular frameworks like TensorFlow and PyTorch, enabling developers to take full advantage of the performance benefits of AMD GPUs. Additionally, AMD has been working on improving their ROCm, Radeon Open Compute Platform, which is crucial for high-performance computing tasks. The latest updates include support for new AI models and enhanced optimization features that could significantly reduce training times for deep learning applications. The implications of these advancements are profound. As AI continues to permeate various industries, the ability to efficiently leverage AMD's hardware for training and inference could position them as a formidable player in the AI landscape. Closing thought. In conclusion, it's an exhilarating time for AMD and its community of developers and engineers. With ongoing discussions about shader cache sizes, impressive performance benchmarks, and significant strides in AI and machine learning, there's a lot to look forward to in the coming months. As we continue to push the boundaries of what's possible with GPU technology, It will be fascinating to see how AMD evolves and how developers will adapt to these changes. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay engaged, keep experimenting, and let's see where these advancements take us.